Welcome to this digital insurance podcast from FinTech Global. In this podcast, Dan Willis, senior reporter at FinTech Global, sits down with Mary Ellen Power, vice president of marketing at OneSpan, to take a deeper look into the growing trend of digitized insurance processes and what this means for the insurance industry.
What has OneSpan been up to this year?
Yeah, so what has OneSpan been up to? Well, we've been working really closely with our insurance carriers, our broker-dealers, and our agents, really helping them maintain business continuity during the pandemic. I mean, the big issue in the beginning was just how do you help keep communication going with your existing customers, and then eventually, how do you help onboard net new customers? So that was the first thing. The second thing that we just recently launched is our second report around the global regulatory financial landscape. So this is where we look at the regulations, you know, around the globe that are really impacting digitization. And what we really identified from that report is that over 50% of the financial institutions that were surveyed, they basically came back and said that regulatory compliance is a roadblock to their digital transformation. And when you bring that to the insurance industry, I feel that just really confirms what we've been feeling for quite a few years, that we've been lagging behind. We're such a highly regulated industry that, you know, when you try to move towards digitization, it probably seems, quite challenging. So what we've done is we've really been working through those roadblocks, you know, over the last year with our carriers, with our broker-dealers and the agents. And what we've come to realize is that it's not just self-service anymore, that digital is helping the insurance industry. It's really gone across all channels. When you think of life insurance and wealth, there's such a large body of agents and financial advisors that are out there that meet clients face-to-face. So one of the things that we've also done this past year is we've really looked at that use case. How do you blend, you know, the human-led channels with digital? And it's not like you can have one or the other. You really have to interlace the ability to provide that sort of human assistance, especially around complex transactions, whether that's commercial insurance or it's wealth management. So those are the types of things that we've been focused on. And we've introduced some really interesting products this year, our OneSpan Sign virtual room. And that's really addressing that blended human-led digital channel.
How is the digitization of insurance processes changing the insurance industry?
That's a great question. What we've seen is really the use of digital across different digital touch points within the whole customer life cycle. You know, when one of the things I've been following is Forrester Research, and they generally do a study every year around the digital touch points in the insurance customer life cycle. And so what we've seen is we've been seeing adoption, you know, over time towards researching, getting all of the information in advance of making the purchase. Then we see in certain geographies like the United Kingdom, where you'll have like auto and home insurance that's bought completely online. But what's happened during the pandemic is we started to see other technologies being used at those digital touch points. So one of them has been chat and video being used on the websites to try to really engage customers early on. On the existing customer side, we started to see email being used a lot to interact with customers. And then we've also been seeing cameras on cell phones being used to either start a quote that could be off of a QR code, or the use of camera to actually start the application of a claim. So those are some of the newer areas that we've been seeing around the digital touch points in the insurance market. But the biggest change that we have found has been that digital has gone from being a self-service sort of channel in insurance, which was kind of narrowly focused around really specific use cases or demographics, to becoming the center of the customer interaction in the insurance industry. And that's a big shift. So what that means is you've got this really significantly large remote sales force, like agents or advisors, who have kind of been underserved by digital. And now with the pandemic, you know, that kind of got brought forward front and center. And a lot of the, you know, carriers and broker dealers have really started to focus on, you know, how do you bring the digital assistance to these human-led channels? Because customers still want to speak with agents and advisors, especially when you've got complex agreements. So one of the things that, you know, we started to look at was how do you blend those human interactions with digital? And one of the things that, you know, we've been looking at is really introducing a virtual room that allows a agent or broker dealer, an advisor, to be able to have that high level service while bringing the customer into a sort of virtual room that allows them to complete that transaction in a single sitting. So one of the interesting success stories we saw this year was Munich Re. Munich Re is the largest reinsurance carrier in the world. When you think about reinsurance, it's insurance for insurance carriers. And what's kind of interesting with this story is Munich Re launched a complete end-to-end digital platform at the very beginning of the pandemic. And they basically launched this digital platform for voluntary benefits. Generally, it's about a 2% completion rate for voluntary benefits. It's really low. And what they did is they introduced this digital platform, but as a new business model for their partners. So like I said, with reinsurance, it's used by other insurance carriers to offer products that they don't underwrite today. So what Munich Re did is they introduced a completely white labeled digital platform that another carrier or broker dealer can use and offer out those services. So when they launched with term life at about $250,000 and critical illness around $100,000. And you could buy this completely online. So from researching, applying, underwriting, binding, and then issuing the policy. In the first 30 days, they went from the industry benchmark of 2% to 15% adoption. So that was really successful. And what would normally take 30 days to complete that application now only takes 10 minutes. So that platform now has been expanded to include cybersecurity, pet insurance, auto insurance, home insurance. So I thought that was just a great example of, you know, how the pandemic sort of gave an opportunity to introduce a whole new way for customers to buy insurance.
Okay, has the limitations imposed by the pandemic impacted the digitalization of insurance processes? And if so, how?
I would absolutely say, I mean, the limitation is that people are working remotely and living remotely. So, you know, as a result, it's really been a catalyst towards accelerating digitization, you know, within the insurance industry. And, you know, when we really experienced that at the beginning of the pandemic, I mean, overnight, people, I mean, entire, you know, populations, you know, of employees from insurance carriers and broker dealers were all of a sudden working out of their houses. So the first thing that, you know, we experienced was just trying to maintain business continuity with your customer. And that was the, you know, that was the first use case that we really worked with across our insurance ecosystem. Once we got that, you know, handled, I think insurance carriers and agencies really started to look at not just being able to, let's say, onboard a new customer, but also how do you help existing customers continue with transactions that they needed to complete. We saw, at least where I live in Canada, a very big trend in people moving out of the cities. So towards rural areas, you could now with, you know, the work anywhere economy, you can live anywhere and work. So as a result, a lot of address changes, a lot of changes to existing policy. So these types of transactions also had to be able to be done digitally. And then the other area that we saw arise is carriers and agencies, they're businesses regardless of the size, and they had to very quickly be able to procure services and supplies for their employees. And in order to do that, they had to be able to do that electronically. So think about, you know, contracts, NDAs, SOWs, those had to be signed electronically. And the sooner you could do that, the faster you could get a project started or maybe an employee up and running. The other area we saw with carriers are, you know, carriers with very large independent or captive agent sales force. And what they end up doing is onboarding and offboarding agents. And that happens all the time. So that was another very popular use case for digitizing documents. And then the last area is back to employees. I mean, we all work from home. I know our company is very big on making sure that both security and privacy certifications are done by all employees. We all had to sign those electronically. You've got commission agreements, again, you know, back to your sales force. And then the last thing is just being able to hire new employees, whether you're a broker-dealer trying to get on, you know, a new representative, you wanted to be able to get that employee agreement signed electronically. So these were the areas that we really saw come forward. But if you, you know, there ended up being sort of two types of customers. Either you had e-signatures and all of those use cases I just described, you could use and scale quickly, or you were an organization that didn't have those and you were scrambling. I'd love to just give you an example of one large global life insurance carrier that did have electronic signatures. And they're very, you know, they're quite large. And overnight, they moved all of their employees to work remotely. Within 72 hours, they had over 20 lines of business up and running and being able to digitize and e-sign any type of document. I mean, that was incredibly impressive. And that was because they had paired their electronic signature service with their document service. So that allowed them to have a really scalable solution. This included 4,000 agents. And although they had a number of agents that were e-signing prior to the pandemic, of course, overnight, they had all 4,000 agents had the ability then to be able to get any type of customer-facing agreement out to a customer. So I thought that was a really impressive story. So, you know, the takeaway of this is that when you're in the insurance industry today, your customers are going to want you to continue to provide that level of service. And what we're really seeing is organizations reviewing these suboptimal digital first agreements and workflows, and they're really looking for where they can optimize that. And I think organizations that don't do this are going to face some, you know, serious challenges in this ever-increasing paperless world. So wherever you can remove an obstacle to getting a document signed faster, you know, that gives you the chance of being able to close that business sooner as well.
Okay, so the pandemic also forced many firms to adopt a digital first mentality due to restrictions. Would you say this has been a positive trend for the digitalization of insurance processes? And if so, why?
Absolutely. I think it's a real opportunity for digital stakeholders, you know, whether there's a team or a single person inside an insurance organization. What these digital stakeholders can do is really press forward on their digital transformation journey. So what we saw was, you know, during the pandemic, everybody was scrambling to make sure that they could maintain business continuity. Now that's been sort of established. What's happening post-pandemic is really customers and prospects are expecting that they can continue to interact in a remote manner. So a lot of, you know, customers, they don't want to go back to having to meet face-to-face. And so what's happening within the industry is they're starting to really look at how do I create a very, you know, streamlined remote interaction in those use cases. And what's happening is, you know, there's sort of three areas that we are really seeing kind of a root cause. The first one is that maybe the transaction is just too complex. So therefore, what ends up happening is the customer can't complete that net new policy in a single sitting. So it's just too much friction involved, and so they abandon. The second area is that we see that it's just too involved. So maybe you start the transaction or the application online, but then you've got to drop out of it, and maybe you've got to come into a, you know, agency's office and show your ID for digital identity verification, or it could be to just even capture the wet signature. So what ends up happening is customers will just abandon. And then the last area is that it ends up just being too long. There are a number of organizations that still aren't, they have not automated or digitized their workflow process. And that might mean because they don't have the digital underwriting. And just as a result, what ends up happening is the policyholder is waiting too long for that decision to be taken and for that policy to be active. So they just abandon. So this is where we're just seeing too much friction. It's happening too often and maybe too early in the process. And so when we look at, you know, what you're asking, which is this an opportunity around the digital first approach? Absolutely. For all organizations that are, you know, really customer facing. And I think if you can bring together digital identity verification and you can pair that with electronic signatures, what we've seen with digital agreements is that that'll end up creating a fairly high completion rate. So there is absolutely opportunity today in any organization within the insurance industry to really prioritize that remote use case.
Some traditional customers may still be apprehensive about accessing their insurance digitally. How can the insurtech industry cut through this apprehension, do you believe?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. You know, I think when I'm thinking about that, I was really looking at how do you balance the ease of use and security that you need to bring to the digital agreements process. And, you know, and what happens is you really have to look at the risk that's involved in that transaction, and you kind of have to balance out, you know, what are you going to use for digital identity verification? What are you going to use? What kind of method? And what kind of electronic signature, method you're going to bring in as well. So it's really a balancing act of providing enough protection and security to both the carrier and the agent and the customer while making that as frictionless as possible. So what we've seen is looking at things like identity verification. There are many different types of methods that you can use. You can go from something as simple as SMS to, let's say, digital document verification, all the way through to biometrics. You could even combine those two. Maybe you'll look at using digital document verification, capture the driver's license, and then compare that with a selfie, right, of the applicant. And so what you're doing is you're comparing that selfie to the photo that you've captured with the driver's license. And that does two things. It proves that the person is who they say they are. And it also proves that the person is present during the application process. So that's one way. Another one is adding in guided workflows. What we've seen is electronic signatures is often at the end of that digital or digitized process. Up front, what you want to do is you want to be able to provide context for, you know, what you're going through, where you can answer or guide the customer to the decisions that they need to make. And so what we see is the more you can do around making it conversational, adding in those smart forms, adding in those guided workflows, and then finally the electronic signature, that really, I think, gives the insurance industry an opportunity to kind of create a very strong digital customer experience while balancing out the risk and the ease of use.
What are the current roadblocks to a more digitized insurance industry, do you believe? How can they overcome these specific roadblocks?
Yeah, when I think about roadblocks, it's not just digital technology. That's something that all organizations have to try to select the right capabilities that they're going to add to their digital technology stack. But once they've done that, I think the bigger roadblock inside our insurance ecosystem is around the collaboration between all the different departments that actually have to come together in, let's say, inside an insurance carrier to introduce a product that you can put out there into the digital world. An example I would bring back is Munich Re. You know, it wasn't just building a digital platform. They had to get their product owners together. They had to look at what would be, you know, what kind of insurance products could they offer completely online. They had to look at pricing, legality, you know, where, you know, they had to build in compliance. There just was a lot of testing as to what that interaction was going to be with the customer. So over about an 18-month period, they really collaborated across, you know, functions with inside the organization. And if you can build that kind of culture, then you'll get the agility and speed like Munich Re did, where they, you know, launched with term life and critical illness, but then they were able to add on quite quickly after that other insurance products. So to me, the roadblock isn't just digital. I think a lot of the technology is out there and proven, but it is more inside our companies and really collaborating and removing those roadblocks together.